This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About 7 after the hour, it's the DJV program. I was about to say, this is Doug Steffens, good day. Old habits are hard to break. Jennifer Horn was a part of that scene, and now she's a part of a more important scene, the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here as well, very important part of this scene. Jay, unfortunately, is ill, probably out. I wanted to take care of herself, so she should just stay gone for the rest of the week and see if she can't get rid of whatever her problem is. The issue isn't COVID, though, and that's a good thing. Meanwhile, I have some very important news. You ladies ready for this?
Ready.
Ready.
I just posted this to my personal Facebook page and to the DJV show Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. According to today's Daily Squat, circuses are struggling to find new clowns as most of the top prospects continue to go into politics. Very serious problem, and they don't seem to be able to find a solution to it. So I thought you should know that, and then we could move on.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yes, duly noted.
Yes, are you? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now, back to school time. This week, next week, I was talking about my grandson going to school. Many of you have children and grandchildren going to school. This week, here in Framingham, it starts next week. It used to be that they waited till after Labor Day. What the big deal is about starting the week before Labor Day and then having to take 3 days off because of Labor Day, I haven't quite figured that out yet. And for whatever, there's a psychological thing about August and heat, isn't there? You remember
it's
when
a hot
you
month.
Would? Yeah, August is hot. It's cooled off a little bit here in the east. There's a lot of the humidity and the heaviness, it doesn't seem to dissipate until sometimes well into September. Now, more and more they're building these schools. We have a $90 million school being completed here in Framingham, and it's completely air-conditioned. It's a new middle school. Imagine $90 million for a school. Does that seem to make sense, even?
Spending I think we could do it for less. I think if we had the opportunity to bid, we could do it for less.
Well, they gave the contract lowest bidder, but it's the design and the, all of the accoutrements.
Imagine that, like, with everything new, there's a lot of environmental stuff that costs a lot of money that has to be put apart as part of any new structure.
Yeah. Okay, and the National Park Service has reinstated the mask mandate. All visitors, all employees, all required, all have to have masks on inside the buildings. And if you're outdoors in crowded spaces, doesn't make any difference whether you're vaccinated or not. So is this the way the world is going? Are many private companies doing this? You know, they're relaxed because things get better. Now we have to go. I don't see, by the way, the world shutting down the way that it did.
No.
Just is not going to.
They're kind of different. I mean, the world is shutting down in certain ways that there are a lot of places, including some of the big cities like New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles, that are just going to stop serving unvaccinated people. Hmm. So instead of a shutdown, you are going to now put the plight of becoming a vaccine checker on small businesses that are trying to get by and serve food to people indoors.
Yeah, if I were running
a
small business, I wouldn't check. What are they going to do to me? Shut me down? No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, but depends where you are. That's exactly what can happen. You lose your liquor license. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, that's
I mean,
a big
look
problem.
At the story. I'll tell you what happened with Tin Horn Flats, which is this little bar in Burbank, California, near the studios. and a great little place, and they were shut down, harassed. The place was chained because they refused to shut down during all of this. They spent all of their money trying to come up with an outdoor patio system that would work so that they could do outdoor dining. And they did that, and then the county of Los Angeles shut them down again and said that outdoor dining is dangerous. And
that
so
was
they
dumb,
were
that was of all. I mean, there were a lot of dumb things that have happened in California.
That was on the top.
That was right up in the top three, I think. That
and
was just
so they
horrible.
They shut it down. They started putting chains in front of it. They arrested the owners 3 or 4 different times. So when the government wants to come for you, now they're out of business because they just got tired of fighting. And they fought for a long time. They fought for 6, 7, 8 months, but they can't fight the government. So now they're out of business.
We're using our tax dollars to put ourselves out of business.
It's
and
easy
once,
to say we'll fight it, but, you know, can you? Can
once
you
again, we have the government, our government against us, and we aren't having our government go against the Chinese, who are responsible for this entire situation. We are still sitting on our hands.
In many ways, we're handing them huge wins with our drawdown in Afghanistan. We're handing them huge wins.
The Chinese are behind the scenes.
Yeah, China and Russia were the only two congratulating the Taliban on their new, the government for the people. I mean, give me a break. Nobody chose that. Nobody chose the Taliban to be in charge. Nobody chose for them to take over the presidential palace or chose for them to block the airport so that all the people who are now in the country are just stuck there. No one chose that. But yet China's coming out saying, oh, this is a government for the people. It tells you all you need to know with one tweet.
That's I love it. China talking about a government for the people.
Crazy.
Tell us another joke, China.
Yeah. Well, but what are we doing again? What are we doing about it? We're not doing anything. About it, we're sitting on
our
hands.
We're helping them.
Yeah,
we're helping them right now.
Right, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, back to school. Let's go back to that for a minute. The number of pictures on social media I have noticed, and I have a fairly broad spectrum. I don't know, I have about 4,000 followers on Facebook, and it's interesting to see how parents and grandparents are engaging in the back to school this year. I was talking about Miles going, he's wearing a mask at school, and but other than that, there are, I think that the great thing about kids is that they're so resilient. They can make the best out of any circumstance. All the parents are moaning and groaning about what happened to the kids last year. My grandson was fabulous with it, and I think most children were. They adapted one way or another. I think if they were really into it to begin with, and Miles is very social. He loves school, loves being around other youngsters his age. So I think that that's kind of a cool thing. But I've seen a couple of psychologists who are talking about the uncertainty of the parents. Leave the kids alone.
Oh, the parents are the worst part of this.
Oh, my God, leave them alone. Ugh. Let them find their own way. Don't be doing all this helicopter stuff. It just doesn't,
there's helicopter in the other sense, too. You know, there are parents that are showing up and rioting outside of schools because they don't want their kids to wear a mask. I mean, it's like they're just creating so much chaos where the kids wouldn't even care. Send the kids back to school. The kids can wear the mask, and that's it. Like, let them get an education.
This is my observation, anyway. There's an interesting book. I don't read many books, but I did come across this in the airport in Florida last week. It's called The Magic Years. It's a book about the coming of age, if you will, in school, how negative experiences in your life as a parent are being repeated because you are raising the same issues without knowing it because of the stuff that Victoria was just talking about, in a sense. So you're interfering with your child's development. And you don't really know it. The idea is, we have real adverse circumstances right now. And that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to provide, as parents and grandparents, children with positive experiences that become sort of a source of strength. And overall, when you're older, you'll use it to overcome difficulties. We all can go back and look at how our parents raised us, and what we would do differently or what we would do that was the same. I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's instinctive. But, you know, I hear more and more about the stuff that comes back from parents, sort of the ghost of their parents. And if we don't think about it, we're passing this stuff along, and it's the worst thing you can do. Your children need to think for themselves. They need to learn how to think for themselves, not what to think, but how to think. And I don't know that you need a psychiatrist to tell them that. I think that you see pictures of mothers and their babies and how mothers sometimes they overdo their protective thing. Children need to be dropped on their head. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
That, I think we do need to teach critical thinking, and that is not being taught in schools right now.
We need to teach
what to think,
critical
what to think,
or
not how to think.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point exactly. But they're also, when did it start? When did all this? Here's something else that, when you think about parents and children, kids don't get any exercise today. There aren't any real school activities. Phys ed isn't in school like it was. And so when children go to school and or walk to school or take a bus to school, how many of you see in your neighborhoods cars lined up outside the school at the closing of school or at the bus stop to take children maybe a quarter of a mile?
Yeah, but I think a lot of times it's a safety issue for parents.
Not where I am.
Well, I know, but Doug, you live in an area where houses cost $2 million. I mean, in the places, in like real places where people live, it's a concern. I mean, I'm not trying to make you seem out of touch, but like, you're not going to be spending your kids to walk to school in my neighborhood or in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
What are we creating then? What kind of a life for these children are we creating?
Well, I mean, I don't know, two things being true. You can have physical education, which is still most of the time being taught in school and should be prioritized by kids. But you've got to also have to be realistic about the threats to your child right now. They're there.
Absolutely. But to your point, though, you know, there was a story that came out last week. I think Axios did it. On Little League, and Little League participation has been steadily declining, and it's just because not enough kids want to play Little League anymore.
All right, they want to play the damn
game.
And
it's indoor stuff, and we've got a lot of obese children in America.
There you go.
We just do.
18 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and thoughts that are trending here. Where is Hilaria Baldwin? Is she related to Ireland Baldwin? Who's Ireland Baldwin? Never heard of Ireland.
Ireland is Alex's oldest daughter.
Kid.
Yeah,
oh.
With Kim Basinger.
Ah.
The one who he so lovingly called you little pig or whatever he called her on that
right.
Voicemail.
I remember that I was in the Madison Square Garden in New York. I don't know, 20 years or so ago, it was a political thing, and Alec and his daughter walking around in shorts. I forgot what the deal, I'm trying to remember. I had a quick conversation with him, and I don't remember, but and I found him very interestingly disconnected. He disconnected from reality. I don't know whether the daughter seemed like she was okay, frankly. Anyway, so what's she doing? What's going on? Why? She's 25 years old now, right?
Yes. Well, I guess she's in the news because she got a new tattoo, and the tattoo resembles Kendall Jenner, and so it started trending that she got a tattoo of Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, weirdo.
So then she, yeah. So she said it had nothing to do with Kendall. She had to go onto her Instagram stories, and she said, my tattoo isn't Kendall Jenner. She's beautiful, though, so I'll take it.
Who's Kendall Jenner? Who's she? Who's she come from?
Kendall
Which
Jenner,
one of them?
Caitlyn Jenner's daughter.
I almost spit my water out.
Yeah.
One of the Kardashians' younger sisters. You know, there's the Kardashians, and then there's the two half.
Kendall and Kylie.
You gotta have a scorecard to keep up with all.
Well, not really. Kendall and Kylie are Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner's two daughters. So, so Kendall Jenner.
So what does he call Caitlyn now? Mother,
they
mom,
say
or dad?
Dad. No, they say dad. So Kendall is actually one of the highest paid supermodels in the world. And so that's why her image and likeness is very, you know, recognizable. But apparently Ireland Baldwin said this is actually an illustration that was done in the 60s. And then she shared a close-up of the tattoo. And it kind of looks more like a pinup kind of artist. But I guess a lot of people at first jumped on it and said, why did you get a tattoo of Kendall Jenner?
Answer this question, please. How do you...
This is like a... I feel like an information booth right now. Okay.
Don't
go
all
ahead.
We do is answer questions.
I know. That's all
I mean,
we do.
Like Jen, what do we know about Afghanistan? Jen, what do we know about California? Victoria,
calm
who's
down,
Kendall
will
Jenner?
You please? I want to know what it is. How do you reckon with your father changing into your mother? Or your father having
I think it's really tough. I've said it before. I feel sorry for them because it's got to be a grieving process where you lose your dad and you get a mom, sort of, I guess. But it's definitely different, I would imagine.
Yeah. How do you, the man, he produced a sperm that got you to be a human being. What?
In case you didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. An alligator has bitten the handler at a zoo, and apparently one of the people wandering around the zoo jumped in to help the handler. What's the story here? Where was this? This is trending all over the place.
This is trending right now. Yeah, this is a alligator who got, got wrangled in, but this handler got wrangled in by the alligator. She was trying to control the alligator, but instead the alligator got her. And some of the zoo guests jumped in. This was an employee at the Scales and Tails in Utah, and she was in charge of showing off one of the gators to paying customers. She got ensnared in the teeth of the alligator as it clamped down on her hand.
She inside?
Yeah, it barrel rolled her. What do you mean inside?
Well, was she even where the alligator was?
Yeah, because they were. She was trying to do a demonstration.
She's a handler.
Right. But the alligator, chomps down on her hand and then barrel rolls her. And it looked like they were going to see her get eaten. And so some zoo guests, I guess a guy, Donnie Wiseman, threw himself into the mix and he jumped on the gator's back.
Wow.
And he was able to get it to stop rolling. I know.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Jeez.
How in the world do you do that for a living? Who wakes up and says, I'm going to work with alligators?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As President Biden accepts responsibility for his failure in Afghanistan, Florida's Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox News heads need a role in Washington.
Americans should reject this analysis from the pundits and from the White House that this was a no-win situation, that it was going to be a messy withdrawal come or high water. You know, I have heard repeatedly from this administration that they had planned for every single contingency. I think every American should recognize that that is BS. You don't close Bagram, the primary logistical hub for our military, and then funnel all of the activity into the nation's capital of Kabul and expect a clean withdrawal. There were no plans. There were no contingencies, and it truly is a slap in the face to every man and woman who has donned the uniform of our nation, because they have worked tirelessly, given their all for the last 20 years to make sure that they did their job. But the suits in Washington, they failed. And when you're talking about war termination, you have to have an exit strategy from the word go, and there hasn't been one. We have had years and years to plan. So this narrative that the president is pushing, blaming everyone, pointing fingers, and throwing agencies, particularly the intelligence community, under the bus, people need to reject this and understand that this was a failure of leadership. There was no contingency plans. No matter how many times they try to point fingers and throw blame on President Trump and others, they need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the DJV program, where the host, Doug Steffen, asks the ladies of the day questions that they can't answer. It's a fabulous experience. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay is out. So, Radio 101, ladies, teaches me to ask questions of the audience or put the hosts in a position of power. Well, what do you think, ladies? I think that's a good thing to do. Don't you ask, when you're in circumstances, you have conversations with people, don't you ask them, hey, what do you think about this? You're very social, Victoria. You have your friends that go out to dinner all the time, go have cocktails, get sloshed at the bar. So, what's the story? You don't say, well, what do you think, Fred, about the circumstance. What do you think about this fellow from South Carolina who won his second lottery prize in as many weeks? How about that? Actually, that is pretty cool.
You should buy a lottery ticket.
I did. I bought a bunch of lottery tickets.
Not you. Thought. He should. It was a joke. Because you know when you do something and it's lucky, you say, buy a lottery ticket. Well, he did. Sure twice.
This guy is from Grand Strand, South Carolina. $40,000 prize in July. 3 million.
Jeez. 11 days
second time
later.
Around. What?
I wonder how
it's all
often
within 11
that
days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend who, who used to work at CRN, whose dad was a doctor, Malibu, nice house. They were not hurting for cash, and he won the lottery twice. Wow. And my aunt also won the lottery twice, but it was much smaller drawing. She won like $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. But she did win twice as well. So,
but if you like are a doctor with a nice house in Malibu, why are you playing the lottery?
Because it's fun. You like to gamble.
Yeah. So this
I'm not a gambler. I guess I don't.
These were Mega Millions.
If I say this from my apartment, I should probably be playing the lottery. But
right.
It's an investment in your future.
So he went to the same gas station in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, USA gas station. He did quick picks. He didn't do numbers. Yeah. I usually play
that
the same
That is really
numbers.
Surprising. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're, because quick picks don't come up nearly as much as when people choose their own numbers. So to win twice in 11 days and to basically win, $40,000 and then $3 million, this guy is really, really lucky.
Lucky.
System.
The odds of winning this kind of dough are 1 in 13 million. According to the South Carolina.
You can't be that smart since we're talking about it. See, this is what if you win the lottery, don't
you keep
tell
it to yourself.
Well, he's anonymous.
Yeah.
We don't know his name. They won't release his name. Yeah.
Got it.
All right, let's move up to North Carolina from South Carolina. North Carolina developed a reputation as a regional destination for adults who want to marry children.
Wow.
How swell is that? State lawmakers are passing a bill that could dampen the state's appeal as the go-to place to bring in children to marry them, but still leave it short of the national push to... But I don't even begin to understand this. The national age is 18, which is ridiculously young to be married, period. This legislation for North Carolina raises the minimum age from 14 to 16?
Mm-hmm. I think 16 is a little closer to what it is in most states. And, think about it. Think about how many teen brides there are. This is not like the days gone by. There are still a lot of people who get married. In fact,
the trafficking, though, that's really, parents,
100%,
selling underage kids. There was a guy in this North Carolina story. They were digging through all the different records of how many people were underage who had applied for marriage licenses. And there was like some 17-year-old girl with a 49-year-old guy. Yeah. I mean, it's so creepy and dangerous for these girls. It's, I hope that this passes.
But now, this
high school. And just real quick, this is a crazy story, but it doesn't take long. I went to Catholic school. And we had this girl that I actually went to grade school with and into high school with who wanted to get married when she was going to our high school. And it became a big thing, by the way. It was on, national TV, a lot of, the TV talk show hosts. I can't remember if it was, Jenny Jones or, people picked up
on this. Who did she want to marry?
Some guy who was, 23. She was 16. And legally, she could. She could get married legally, but the school said if she chose to get married that they would ask her to leave. And they said, we have a right, we're a private institution, to not have you here, essentially. And so she was fighting, and I believe she got Gloria Allred involved to try to fight my school to see if she could continue to go to high school there and get married. And eventually the Catholic school won because they have the right to set their rules as they want to. But
it was a huge story.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy? Wow. She was 16, wanted to marry a 23-year-old, and she did, and left the school. And her parents were fine. They signed off on it. I used to sit behind him in church. I think they got divorced shortly thereafter, but it was...
What a shock.
So in this legislation, you have to be within 4 years, if you marry a 16-year-old, you can't be older than 20. So that's changed. What were you talking about? This guy that was 49 that came to marry a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
How do you meet these kids? How did these people?
Oh, it's a lot of them are shopped.
Yeah, online
shopped.
They're being trafficked.
How you buy a
sex trafficking?
You buy a wife?
Absolutely.
In America?
What do you in North Carolina? That's what this story is about. This is literally happening. All these people are coming from, I don't have the story in front of me anymore, but they're coming from other states. They're coming from Georgia.
Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're all going to North Carolina because the laws are so easy there to marry a child.
That's why they're
trying to change it.
What in the world? Okay, well, as long as we're thinking about this, Bob Dylan's being sued by somebody for underage manipulation in 1965, sexually abusing a 12-year-old in 1965. How many years ago is that? He was not much more than 12 then himself. How old is Bob Dylan?
65? No, he was a full-on adult. He's 80 years old now.
Yeah.
He was fully an adult in 65.
12-year-old girl, according to a lawsuit that was filed. So why now, I guess, is the question. This was at the Chelsea Hotel, where lots of really awkward stuff took place. Anyway, the documents show Dylan exploited his status as a musician to provide drugs and alcohol to this girl. Let's see here. She's 56 years old now. The New York Child Victims Act passed in 2019 opened up a window for people who claim they were abused as children to file lawsuits against their abuser, even though their allegations would otherwise be too old to prosecute. See, how do you do that now? All this does is besmirch the guy. I'm not going to claim that he didn't do it, because I'm sure he was capable of doing it. But at this point, what do you get out of it?
I mean, naturally, his lawyer came out strong and denied it and said that he would fight this to the end and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, weird. I've been in the Chelsea Hotel. It's still the strangest place I've ever been in my life. I would not be surprised if there was a random 12-year-old girl whose parents or mother or somebody lived in the hotel. I feel like, I don't know about the sexual stuff, but in terms of access to drugs and alcohol, it's the Chelsea Hotel. It's like a vending machine for every horrible thing that you would want to do to yourself. So, yeah, I would believe all of that. I just don't know, you know, obviously none of us were there, so we don't know what the extent of the sexual allegations are. But, yeah, it's a very, very weird place.
It's very weird indeed. Okay, if your coffee doesn't taste good, climate change is the problem, ladies. You both don't drink a lot of coffee now, right?
What? I totally drink coffee.
Yeah, but how much do you drink?
I don't know.
Jen drinks it every day, right?
Yeah.
I don't drink it every day because I can't metabolize it well, so I enjoy, like, a cold brew on the weekends.
Are you drinking it now, Jennifer?
I was, but I finished my first cup. I'll have another cup or two when I get to the other job.
Mm-hmm. So here it is. This is something, I guess, I don't know.
So wait, why does coffee not taste as good now?
We're importing more coffee from Vietnam because coffee that comes from Jamaica and the islands in the Caribbean are having a tough time. The weather there the last few years with all the storms and stuff have made growing coffee very difficult. So now there's this new focus on Vietnam coffee. It's grown at lower altitudes. And so it's not, for whatever the reason, it has affected the taste of the bean. This is the same as wine. I don't see where there's any big news here. Anything
100%.
That comes out of the soil, no matter where it is, the corn that I grow in my soil could taste different than the corn that somebody grows 3 miles away in another field. It doesn't, I don't see this as a big deal.
Well, and it also depends on the weather, the heat, the cold, the
climate. Coffee is so temperamental. Oh, coffee, like grapes on a vine, very, very temperamental. And the climate, you know, really affects
all
people
this
who are
is,
real coffee drinkers. They have a certain altitude that they like.
Oh, yeah.
Climate change. This is becoming like a religion. Everybody who wants to blame everything, let's blame it on climate change. And there's nothing new here. This is since things have started growing. Everything tastes differently depending on what the soil conditions are. If you want to blame somebody, blame Monsanto for messing up the soil, not only in our country, but around the world. That's really what those are the culprits, not whether we have this climate or that climate. It just becomes old. frankly, listening to all this stuff. Now, here, one other thing that I wanted to kind of crank on is Barbara Streisand. Now, after how many years since the Gaga Bradley Cooper stars, was it 3-4 years ago? How long ago that movie came
2018.
Out? Okay. So now Streisand, who is in the other version of A Star Is Born, or one of the other versions, is taking a shot at Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I know. It's very weird because when it came out, she was like, she was all, you know, praised it. And now, I guess in this new interview, she said that she had heard that when it was going to be redone, that it was going to star Will Smith and Beyonce. So she thought that that was kind of like an interesting new twist on it. But then it ended up being, I guess, very similar to, I never saw the one that she was in. I've only seen the current, you know, Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess for whatever reason, she said, I can't argue with success, but I don't care so much about success as I do originality. And she said they went in the wrong direction. It's like, it's very weird because back in 2018, she and Kris Kristofferson, who starred in the movie with her, they both went and they visited on set and they gave Gaga and Bradley Cooper their blessing.
And Bradley and Gaga sang with him.
Yeah, I mean, he helped facilitate that live scene when you see at Glastonbury, when you see Bradley Cooper and his band up there in the movie.
Was actually done in front of Glastonbury. It was the real thing.
Right.
And one chance to get it right.
Right.
One take. That was
it. Yeah, and the reason for that is Kris Kristofferson gave 4 minutes of his set to Bradley so that they could get it live in front of that audience and get it right. And so, I don't know, it's very weird that Streisand is now saying... I don't know. It's very weird.
I can't see her.
Okay, our Zodiac Magic broadcast is not really a broadcast. It's a podcast. Have you heard the story? Astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley join me to talk about relationships, things that will help you at work, things that will help you on vacation, things that will help you. It's really great for relationships and intimacy to know how the calendar affects you. And I give Victoria a lot of credit for this because she's the one who
encouraged... I can tell you my calendar. There are a few days you'd like to avoid me.
Yeah. But this is some... Victoria thought this would be a great thing to do to specifically deal with how to help people day to day. And so that's what it's about. Every week you get the Monday through Friday deal. Or actually, all 7 days. And then Mary O'Malley, who is one of the best psychics I've ever come across, has some great experiences to talk about, out-of-body experiences, lots of information about how she gets the messages and what the messages are. So check it all out. Zodiac Magic is the podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Three past the hour, DJV Health, continuing our focus on what's good for you in oh so many ways. Let's see, how many, I can count the ways, Jack, how many ways can we help people do things that are good for them? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife practice all kinds of fabulous medicine. And they're there to help. He's a Nuka chiropractor, and so he's good at handling your shoulder and your neck. And he's also a GAPS practitioner, so he can take care of that person who punched you in the gut as well. Fix that right up.
There you go.
Now, all right. So that's
and knees too. Knees.
Knees.
Too. I just started a lady yesterday, 70 years old, looking at knee replacement, and we're going to stop that from happening.
So how do you do that? Let's have a quick lesson in how a Nuka chiropractor, upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, et cetera, how can you fix that? How does that work?
Let me give you an example. When's the last time you went bowling?
I love to bowl, but I haven't been for a long time.
Yeah, same with me. I get a kick out with the kids.
All right, so next time, wait a minute, hold on a second. When I come either in December or January to visit with you, let's you and Mary and I go bowling.
Oh, heck, Doug, that sounds great.
All right.
All right, let's do that. All right, now, imagine that you're standing upright, and in both of your hands, you're using two hands to hold a bowling ball straight up over your head, you know, as high as you can reach it up.
Hold on, don't drop it.
It doesn't have to be that heavy, maybe a 9-10-pound bowling ball, not the big ones. Mm-hmm. And then start to tip that ball a little bit left or a little bit right, and imagine what starts to happen throughout the rest of that body. If you're holding it straight over your head, your shoulders are balanced, your hips are balanced, your legs are balanced, but that ball starts, push it 2 or 3 inches one way or left or right, straight up over your head. And it isn't going to be very long before one of your shoulders starts hurting.
Yep.
One of your legs are going to have to get tighter than the other leg. Now, that's exactly what happens when the head, sitting on top of the neck, you've got this 13-14-pound bowling ball sitting on top of a little 2-ounce bone underneath of it. At the C1 Atlas is only 2 ounces in weight, trying to hold on. That's why we call it the Atlas, because it's holding up the world. And it's trying to balance that weight on top of the neck. Now, as that head tips one way or the other, because of accidents and injuries, car accidents, even birth, first, second, third grade playground experiences usually gets this started for most people, which is why I never see anybody over 10 years old who is not misaligned. And then there's four-wheelers and horses and gymnastics and contact sports, basketball, football, wrestling, dance, gymnastics, cheer, all these things that by the time we're through our teenage years, the head is really tipping on top of the neck. If you look at a very good picture of yourself, maybe your graduation picture from high school, you'll see your head starting to tip one way or the other. The body can only put up with that for so long before you start having joint dysfunction, before you start having tight spasmed muscles in the low back, trying to correct that weight imbalance, which is why knee surgery is the most canceled surgery in our office, because the knees can only put up with that kind of imbalance for so long. So the whole aspect of what I'm trying to do is to get that head sitting back straight on top of the neck, which is done very gently. It just takes very precise x-rays to be able to find out what exactly is wrong into what direction it moved. And a very gentle correction is made to right that kind of an imbalance.
But, you understand how people would be leery of it a little bit because it's not connected. They don't think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Although,
exactly.
Remember the old thing, the hip bone is connected to the
it's brand
leg
new.
Bone and all that
it's
stuff.
It's a brand new thought. It never occurred to them. But once I start, I've taken care of, so far this week, 3 new people already who came in by referral from somebody else. And once I can explain it and show it to them on the x-rays, and after I get through working on them, they go, well, how come that sciatica is already feeling better? Yes, because the weight balance just changed. You're not getting pressure on that nerve.
So you never told me that. As many times as I've had an adjustment with you, you concentrate on my head tips a little bit to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really pay much attention to it until you corrected it, or actually until I looked at the x-rays. That's when you really kind of... It sort of is brought home. So
yeah, well, they don't lie.
Something,
right.
No, you can't hide from that stuff. Dr. Jack here on DJV Health, brought to you by Calitrin. Unlimited BOGO deals right now. For those of you who want to get on the program, get healthy, lose weight, do it the right way. Don't involve yourself with some of the crazy crash diets, the drugs, the stimulants. Get stimulant-free, drug-free Calitrin. Lose the weight. Keep it off. See so much info and talk to they have all kinds of counselors there you can talk to as well at toploss.com. Right now with the DJV code, unlimited BOGO. Buy as many as you want. Get an equal.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.